is...
No, it wouldn't be the same thing.
What do you call them, real big ones? The big lively ones?
Earthworms.
That's called earthworm. And then are there some other kinds?
That's all that I can think of.
And now, what's that hard shell kind of little animal that can pull its neck and
leg? Gopher.
Now, does that live on the land? Or?
Yes.
So it's the big burrowing one. And then, have you ever seen one like that that lives in the water?
Yeah, I've not seen one. They're called terrapins, I believe.
So you call them terrapins if they live in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And what about, would it make any difference if it's fresh water or salt water?
Well, the only kind of water we have around here is fresh water, so it would be, it would have to be fresh water.
Do you know any other kinds like that?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that little thing that you might see in a little freshwater stream? If you turn it over a rock, it might swim away backwards?
Tadpole.
Well, it's bigger than a tadpole.
Nana?
Well, it looks like a little lobster sort. It looks like just like a little lobster. It swims backwards. It's got claws on it. A crook.
Cricket?
No, it wouldn't be a cricket. It lives underwater.
I just don't know.
Well, they're called different things. Some people call them crawfish or...
Yeah, crawfish.
Now, is that what you call it?
Yeah, I've heard them called crawfish.
What about a crayfish?
Just crawfish.
You ever heard them called a crawdad?
Yeah.
What's that word?
No. The only way I've ever heard that crawdad is in that song, you know. Do you remember that old song? A long time ago. But it's in that song. That's the only way I've ever heard that word.
Alright. And what's the little insect that flies around the light and tries to get into the light?
Lightning bug.
One of the kind that tries to get into your...
Moth.
Is that the same kind that tries to get into your clothes?
No,
What do you call the kind that tries to get in your clothes?
Moth, too.
Alright. And then what's the kind you said that lights up?
Lightning bug.
And then, what are those things that fly around in the summertime and sting you and draw blood? They used to cause malaria.
Mosquitoes.
And so one of them would be a...
Mosquito.
And do you know a kind of bug that eats them?
That eats mosquitoes.
It's got a long, thin body and a little hard beak. It's got big wings.
Lizards.
Well, no, it's got big wings. It's little. It's not much bigger.
Butterfly.
Well, it's got two pair of shiny wings and it flies up a pond.
And that eats mosquitoes.
Have you ever seen one of those?
And they're white.
Well, they aren't white, I don't think.
You're not talking about ducks?
Sometimes people say there are sad snakes are nearby.
I've never heard that.
Have you ever heard of something like a mosquito hawk? Or
mosquito hawk, yes. But I've never seen one, but I've heard it frequently.
What about a darning needle?
A what?
A darning needle?
Mm-mm. Never heard that.
So what's that? You have heard of it?
Mosquito hawk.
Where have you heard of them?
Just mosquito hawks are flying or things like that. Switch that off.
Now, what kinds of stinging insects do you know of?
Ooh.